This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Three people killed overnight in a two-car crash. This happened in the eastbound lanes of I-80 in Parsippany in the eastbound express lanes. Video from the scene shows two charred vehicles remaining. This was a wreck and a fire. Police say these vehicles caught fire, trapping the victims inside. Eastbound lanes, express lanes closed at exit 45. This again is on I-80 in Parsippany.
How did we get to this place? The Yankee season could end tonight as the Houston Astros beat the Bombers 8-3 to take a 3-1 game lead in the American League Championship Series. And there's more bad news on CC Sabathia's exit with a shoulder injury. The pressure is on, says Aaron Judge.
He leaves it all on the field. You know, I don't know what's severity of what's going on with him, but, you know, you can never say that man never, you know, gave his all. You know, every single time he went out there, he had to rip the ball, rip his jersey off to get him off that mound. And, you know, he got everything out of that arm. And that's a warrior right there.
The seatbelt bust ended with the third police-involved shooting over just a short span for the NYPD. Let's get the details live from the Bronx this morning. Here's WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
Yeah, started with a traffic stop. Driver, no seatbelt. 3 p.m. near Woodlawn Cemetery, east to 11th at Bainbridge Avenue. NYPD officers determined the driver of a VW SUV had three outstanding warrants, so they got him out of the vehicle. They tried to arrest him. Chief of Department Terrence Monahan says the man fought back. A sergeant used his taser. The struggle continued inside the vehicle.
During that struggle, the male shifted the car into drive, moving the car forward and eventually into reverse, with the sergeant inside the vehicle at all times. When the car was put into reverse, the officer on the driver's side had to release his grip on the male and jump out of the way to avoid getting hit by the car.
The sergeant, still inside, fired his gun once, hitting the man in the chest. He died. A passenger was unharmed. Police recovered a substantial amount of narcotics, cocaine, heroin, and ecstasy. Earlier this week, police shot two armed men in the Bronx and Brooklyn, killing one, wounding the other. Live in the Norwood section of the Bronx, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
The writing is on the wall for Rikers Island. The city council, as expected, gave its backing to the plan to close down the jail complex in favor of four smaller lockups to house a shrinking inmate population. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb was on hand for the vote in the council chamber.
Protesters in the balcony who want no jails whatsoever interrupted the overwhelming council vote to close Rikers and build four new borough-based jails. After they were shown the door, the speaker said history will call this a good day for New York City's future.
As getting rid of a profound and painful symbol of inhumanity and brutality.
Later, Mayor de Blasio, who at first opposed closing Rikers, was jubilant.
Today made history. The era of mass incarceration is over. It's over. This action today means that New York City is set on a new path.
The mayor called it a vote for redemption.
And now the weekend forecast. Let's go to meteorologist Craig Allen in the Weather Center.
Looks like a split. Not that Sunday is going to be too bad around here, but it's becoming more and more obvious that there's going to be some wet weather here, most likely south and east of the city. 50 degrees right now, and for today, we're going the other way. It's clearing, and it will not be as windy. It'll be gusty, but not like the last 24 hours or so. And highs today up around 60. Tonight's low 40 to 45, 30s in the suburbs. Frosty in many suburbs, too. Saturday, sunshine, 60 to 65, as simple as that. On Sunday, though, the clouds take over, and it does seem more and more likely like some rain could get into southern and central New Jersey at the very least, and parts of Long Island, too, and highs within a few degrees of 60 on Sunday. Right now, 50, humidity 66%, and a northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.